In this video, we are going to show how you can use the Azure Marketplace to deploy a fully functional MySQL database server in Azure. MySQL is a popular open source relational database management system, and yes, it is in fact pronounced MySQL. If you have ever heard of someone referring to the LAMP stack, the M stands for MySQL. The acronym itself refers to the popular open source stack consisting of Linux, Apache, MySQL, and PHP, Python, or Perl. What is the Azure Marketplace? In short, the Azure Marketplace is a store of nearly 1,000 virtual machine images, developer services, and more. Some are from Microsoft, but most come from our partners and the community. By deploying from the Marketplace, you'll get your pre-configured servers and services up and running quickly and ready to go without having to deal with setup and configuration. So what do you need to get started? All you need is an active Azure subscription. If you don't yet have one, you can get a free 1 month $200 trial by visiting aka.ms/tryAzure. Other ways to get access is through the standard pay-as-you-go subscription, your educational DreamSpark subscription, your startup's free BizSpark subscription, or your organization's MSDN subscription. Let's get on with deploying a Linux virtual machine pre-configured with MySQL. If you don't yet have an Azure account, start with a free trial. Now navigate to the Azure portal found at portal.azure.com. Click New and then search for MySQL. When you search in the portal, it will also include results from the marketplace. Click MySQL from Bitnami to continue. Take note that the default MySQL server username is root and the default password is Bitnami. However, we will change those later. Next, you will want to enter some basic information, including the name of the virtual machine, a username, a password or SSH key, which subscription you'll want to deploy this into, a resource group, and finally, location. If you're not familiar with resource groups, they are a logical container of related services, so you could group this deployment along with other infrastructure or services in the same resource group for your company, or simply give it its own resource group. Now you will need to select the size of your virtual machine. The size of your VM depends greatly on how often your MySQL server is queried, how long those queries take, how big the database is, and more. If this is for a dev or test environment, A1 or A2 is likely good enough. If this is for production, I would suggest looking at the D series of VMs or DS series if you need SSD for maximum disk performance. For these settings, the defaults will do just fine to get started. But it's worth exploring further as you may wish to reuse existing storage accounts or deploy this server in the same virtual network or subnet as other services. Click OK to move past the summary. Now we have to accept the deployment. You'll note that MySQL has no fee above the compute costs on Azure. What this means is you only pay for the cost of the virtual machine. Other solutions may choose to charge a fee or have a bring your own license model. Click Purchase to start the deployment. After about 6 minutes or so, your server will be ready. In the dashboard for your VM, you'll see its public IP. Use this IP to SSH to your new Linux server. Once logged in, run mysqladmin-u root-p password. Enter your old password and confirm your new one. To verify it worked, run mysql-u root-p and test your credentials. Now you're ready to start using your MySQL server. To learn more about MySQL, head to mysql.com. To learn more about the Azure Marketplace, check out aka.ms/tryazuremp. Thanks for watching.